Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode, I believe it's about 27-ish, of the full-on, can't wait to have it going, Age of Ashes campaign. We are here. The Elven Portal podcast is audio only, which you can find everywhere. Shout out to our sponsor supporting our Fantasy Grounds platform because, well, they're Fantasy Grounds. And they gave us the books to have a go, and we're having such a good time with or without you, Frank. I make a pretty good dwarf myself, you know. I just line them up, I chop, and they all fell down. How do you like that?
Well, I don't like the way you're talking about me at all.
Oh, no. No,
I mean, that sounds ridiculous.
You could have been cross-eyed and you would have hit everything. It was really, really sad for the DM. Those sad sessions, but you're back now. So what did we miss? Well, you guys been clearing rooms and somebody woke up a bear. I'm just waiting for Miros to go in there and poke it. We are closed captioned on our video. Check us out. The upload's coming later on our channel. We are streaming to Dark Galaxies Gaming. We are streaming to our own channel here at twitch.tv/GMSCut. We're on Twitter. Again, they're probably wondering, since we've tried to start this tonight several times, a little bit of technical glitching. Why? Why do we keep trying new things? My cast keeps asking me, thumping the camera, because we're trying to improve. If you look right here, you can't see it, but they can see it. We have closed captions running. Oh, you're welcome, because I dared to try. Anyway, getting back to the show. Two of you are asleep with crap initiative. Miros leading the surprise round with a 21. I am switching to the battle music and the battle fire, whether you like it or not. Miros, what do you do?
Pooping is a free action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I contemplate that, but I reserve it to just close the door.
Okay. Closing the door with a single action.
Yes.
And then?
In the pile of rocks that I moved... I'm assuming I became familiar with a lot of the rocks, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Rocks are your friends.
I find one that looks like a wedge. Wait, does this door have a latch?
No. Just a door.
Okay.
Not in very good shape.
Just a door.
It looks like something's tried to batter its way out from the inside, hence they had a ton of rock and furniture in front of it, which means it opens towards you.
Okay.
Second action burn for perception, making these decisions. Where did I put that rock? Which one of it? Which one? All the rocks we moved.
Theo, okay, then I find the one that looks like the wedge the most.
Yep.
I grab it and shove it in the seam of the door.
Okay.
On the floor. And I stomp on it. And I go, Dion!
Okay. Can I have a strength check, please?
Gladly.
Is someone going around opening doors?
How much time did we get before you did this?
None. Remember, you
did
guys,
we get our rest?
Well, no. If I moved a ton of rock,
nope.
I'd imagine maybe 3 seconds.
Yeah, he moved a bunch of rocks, so he dug at it for 20 minutes.
Without me?
Yep. No,
a ton.
You guys had the proverbial 20 minutes, and then he just had to go open a door. Now, Theo,
I like the record to show that I moved a ton of rock in 12 minutes.
Noted. Theo does not go during this round, the surprise round, but the bear goes. Bum bum. Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, bum. I'm going to slam myself at the door.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
The Muppet that I threw in there,
mm-hmm.
Did it do its job?
Would you like to open the door and check?
No, I'm just curious.
I see freedom. You threw in the Muppet. This thing runs at the door. Bam. What was that strength check for wedging said rock?
7.
Okay. I believe we've got break DC for structures. Let's see here. So, let's talk to our rules lawyer here, just to make sure I'm on the up and up and legit here. We're talking about a reinforced wood, as opposed to regular wood. Yeah, we've got a hardness of 15, we got 60 hit points, and then BT, or break, I'm assuming, becomes broken at 30?
Yeah, that's your shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as long as I do 30 points, it's a broken door?
Becomes, yes.
Okay. Right. So, I move over. And I boom chuck a lock at the door, reinvigorated by the fact I see something, open it. This bear makes a lot of noise. Does not sound like it's a regular docile beast as it like mad at the door. And that is the surprise round. Surprise, Miros. Wondering whether the Muppet done its job or not. What do you do?
Okay.
Skipping the first action where he shat his drawers.
Yep. Well, from this point, after kicking that stone on the door, I'd like to make a tactical move. Not a retreat, but a tactical move. 5, 10, 15, 20, then 5, 10, close the door, 15. Wait, so that's a move, Move, close door. Okay.
How many doors are you closing?
I close the one door because to blow three actions and move in here, I need to do two moves.
Okay.
So I use one action to close the door, and I go, Dion, close the door.
So you close the first door, second one's still open.
Correct.
Okay. Theoin, you are sitting on a chair, sharpening your axe, just sort of, you know, quietly resting, dozing a bit. You're kind of on watch. Miros went off to explore, and the casters were resting. 20 minutes in, tops. Miros comes barreling into the room, slamming one door, and then pointing at you, even though he's standing right beside it, at the next one. Apparently, he's disturbed a baby in the next room. It's upset. What do you want to do?
It's a baby bear.
It's a baby bear.
I'll move to the door. So this door in front of me is open.
Yep.
And I think I'm just going to stay there with the open door, looking at the closed door directly in front of me.
Okay.
I don't hear anything, and then I'll make a listen check, a perception check.
Okay. I'm assuming it takes action to get up from prone, but I don't have to be that fussy if you're just kind of sitting there, because you just kind of lean forward. So
yeah, I'm just camped right there to see if it's making progress.
Okay. So you go there, a perception.
Nope. 9.
I don't hear a baby.
Which is funny.
And then? And then close the door?
No, I'm going to keep it open.
Okay. You want to open the other one?
No, what do I look daft?
Well, you're our door opening guy. It's 5 feet away from me.
That's right, and this door is clearly already open. My job is done, sir.
Yeah, but the other door is closed. It's mocking you.
I don't have enough movement. It's too far away. I can't get to it in time. Nope. Clearly can't. Nope.
All right.
Too far.
That's fine. It's the bear's turn. And you know what? This A&W, it's not a... No, he's not happy. I am actually offering sound effects, but you're purring over them. So now you hear bear growling and the music, which is twice as disturbing as far as I'm concerned. Boom, boom, boom on the door. Well,
maybe.
Let's do some let's do some slashing damage to the door. I hit it twice on my surprise round. So 8, 9, that's 17. And I'm just going to sit here and batter away on this door. Now, I'm assuming being an substantial object, even with penalties or whatever, I'm going to hit the door. Now, each hit, though, gets absorbed.
Hardness 10, wasn't it?
Actually, 15.
Ooh, you got a whale on it to get through it.
Well, here's the thing, Joe. Do I have to do 15, yes. 15 points per hit or 15 points per round?
Per round.
Ah.
I do believe it is per round.
Okay.
It would make sense.
Well, not necessarily. A reinforced door, like a regular wooden door, you know, you whack it, hardness of 10, you got to really, you know, get in there to do any kind of damage chipping away. 15 points. I'm going to err on the side of not so sure, unless you're absolutely sure, Joe, because I'm thinking like this thing, just about anybody could bust through a door just by, with three actions, you know, it would go down by way too quickly. So this
not
thing
really, because you have your hardness and then you have your hit points.
Yeah, but I have to beat the hardness to do any hit point damage, right?
Until it becomes broken.
Right. But like I said, I'm not hitting it, you know, otherwise it would shred it. Well, okay. Yeah, no, I can see that. So 17, so I do 2. Right? And then there's like bam, 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 bam. You know, there's a good 7, 13, and 12. There's a good 25. 32, so it's 15, that's like 17 total. And this is an old door. This has been like wailed on before. This thing is not at, you know, full. This door has a story, ladies and gentlemen. just like Ryan is looking a little short in the camera and Joe's a little too soft on his microphone tonight. There's a story behind that, hopefully to be corrected. But it's Al's turn, so I'll have to come back to that story. Al, what do you do?
Oh, What are you going on about? I'm trying to have a nap here.
We got a bit of a situation.
I don't see nothing, lad. I'm going to go back to sleep. Roll back over.
Okay. So that's a future you problem, as Ryan would put it.
Yep.
All right. Al does nothing. Niles.
Nothing. I do nothing.
Now, I believe as long as you guys remain dormant and at rest, asleep or not, you can still regenerate your casting.
Yeah, but considering we've only rested for like 20
minutes. 20 minutes, yeah, it's negligible anyways. But
20 minutes and 6 seconds if you ignore everything around you, you know. It's fine. It's fine. I'm just saying, you want to stay on the nap clock?
Well, no, there's no reason for the bear to come directly through this door. you know, if we stay hunkered down and quiet.
Mm. It'll go through the open door to the south in that long skinny room now, right?
That depends.
One would think.
One would think. What do you guys know about bears?
Ooh.
Miros.
I've got to roll for that.
Conjecture is flying around the room. How about we have some solid DM facts?
16, knowledge nature.
First of all, okay, this is a large bear, fully grown. However, it looks like it's been wounded. It looks like it is half mad. And we have an incredible sense of smell.
Mm. So, but it's not hungry.
Let's talk about a caster that fights from afar, freezing its enemies. Let's talk about somebody that gives things a beating. And let's talk about, well, he got his axe clean, but from the chest down, I believe from 3 episodes, Frank's covered in blood, fresh blood, and only just sat down for 20 minutes and started cleaning himself up.
But in all fairness, all these rooms we've been through should be covered in blood, too.
They are.
Yep.
So actually, it's like scent camouflage.
Yep, possibly. I didn't say he wouldn't find you. I didn't say he wouldn't do what you guys proposed he do. I'm just...
Path of least resistance. He's a bear, not a freaking engineer.
We'll see.
No, I'm just letting you know that you've touched upon the concept of dwarven stealth. I'm not painted in blood. Everything's painted in blood, so I don't...
You're good. Sure. Just
corpses and the like.
I'm just here to reveal the facts.
Right then.
So, Miros, did you want to do anything else? Well, it's still your turn. Because recall is like a single action.
Oh. Okay, we'll make Cousin Theon's acting like a daft fool and holding the door open. I kindly reach in front of him and then I close the door.
Okay.
Theon, this is the door closed. You had it backwards.
Okay. I was given a listen to see that thing you pissed off over there.
It's a bear.
Was it a big bear or a small bear? I don't know.
It was a huge bear. Remember the goblins were talking about a bear?
It's a visible bear because we can't technically see it right now, so I took it off the map.
Well, did you close the other door down below, or is it just going to come banging on that one over there now?
What? The door in the last room to the south? Or you mean the room to where I found it from?
To the south!
Are you
it's just going to run right through and come around now.
Oh, do you mean to the south of us? Hey.
Hey. Hey. We'll go.
Hey, hey. I take 5-foot step and I close the door.
I don't know if there are 5-foot steps in second ed.
I did an action.
Not that door. Now we're trapped in here just like the bear was trapped in there.
There's a move action.
There's a step.
Oh, the door that
Albert You've got it. You've got it. You've got it.
There's a step and a stride, and they both burn chevrons, I believe. But anyway, Theoin.
Yeah.
While this is back and forth and we're endlessly hovering over the two of your turn, as it were.
All right, so I'll move now. 5, 10, one move. Open the door. 2, 5...
Okay.
Fair enough. We did leave doors 15. Open behind us.
Yep. And you guys are there are bodies all over the place, bleeding out. You guys are stepping over. Maybe some have stabilized by now, and they're like at that unconscious state, or woken up and are dragging themselves off.
What a horrible awakening, though. Like, seriously, think about that for a second. Like, these three dwarves come trumping through and just smash the crap out of you and all your friends. And when you come to,
yeah.
You're getting stiffed by a bear.
Smokey the Bear's eating your entrails.
Well, there's only one way.
I'm gonna loop around and try to close that door to the south
because it looks like Theon is out there. You know, not just imagining their fate; he's tracking it down. All right. So, is that as far as you can go, sir?
That's as far as I can go. Yeah.
All right. It's bear time. Just going to town on this door. I'm clawing at it. I've had a good go. How about shouldering this sucker open? I mean, the door isn't locked. I don't have to destroy this thing. And as I'm scraping away, and his stone is wedged in there with his mighty strength of 7, I'm sure even if it gives a little bit, the bear's got his nose in the crack going, this thing, you know, this might open. So now, a stuck door or window to force open is a DC of 15. Exceptionally stuck, 20. There's your rock. I'll be kind. Not because of your crap roll. It's because you decided to stick a wedged rock using engineering mechanics as a doorstop to make it exceptionally stuck. So I believe here in the world of 515, Joe, forcing open a door in the core.
I'm reading it right now.
Yep. I believe so I just make athletics check, yeah?
Yeah, it's under athletics, but if you want to force it open, it is. They give you samples.
Okay.
So since you stated this was a sturdy wooden door,
mm-hmm.
It is a master for your DC. That sets your DC level. Remember that?
Come again?
a sturdy wooden door.
Yeah.
It's classified as a master.
Oh, okay. So, what's a mastery proficiency level?
So your DC is master is what? What is that? 6.
Yeah. So DC plus 6.
Yeah.
Okay. So
or whatever it is. Yeah.
Okay. So like 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can hear the emails flooding in already. No.
Well, do you hear the clicking?
Yeah, I can hear the clicking. I can hear. Anyway. I'm just making athletics checks. I'm assuming I get 3 of them. 30. Boom. Hi there. I'm the second one. He's out. And using athletics, I'm going to wiggle, like, he wants to barrel this door open and just charge what's on the other side. Like, I don't even care. So keeping my athletics, my third as a movement, this thing just wants to barrel out, you know, pushing everything back. It wants out of this room. So 5, 10, 15 just comes, you know, barging into the room through debris. And it's doing the rhino thing. Like, the bear is just flailing everywhere, rolling the head and the shoulders, just trying to clear everything, you know, picking up Muppets, throwing people around. And that's me, Albrecht.
Right. Still sleeping.
Oh, and I can describe this, because even though you guys don't see it, somebody does.
Oh, God.
You won't get your ass back in here.
No, that would be meta, because you don't know what's going on that much. It was just for the audience. The audience view. So, sorry, Al?
I'm still sleeping.
Man, no school. Okay. Niles?
Trying to sleep.
Okay. I think of myself as a benevolent DM. I try not to rule bend, but having you guys awake and attending to the situation, you could offer your skill set. You guys are more than just the sum of your spells, gentlemen.
Yes, but this is teach somebody a lesson.
Ah, okay.
Let's go. Oh, everybody's sleeping. Let's go see what's behind door number one.
I'll tell you what. If Miros learns this lesson, you get a hero point. Miros.
Spoilers. There will be no lesson learned.
Miros.
Hey, okay. I hear the clash. I look at the door that I closed. I look at Albrecht, who's sleeping on the couch. And I look at the door that Theo just left from.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of echo, sir. You want to bring it in?
Oh, that would be my... So... I look at the movie, all the parts that are involved.
Hmm.
I got my cousin sleeping on the couch. I got the door that is closed, and I heard a big crashing sound from the other side. And I got Theo, who just left to the south.
Hmm.
And then I got a door that leads to something mighty terrible, but I don't want to deal with at this moment.
Yes.
And you could easily make a perception check of 5 and hear the wheels turning.
Would you? But if you take that time, it's an action. You will easily, like you said, the DC is very low. But paying attention takes an action. So,
paying attention.
Seriously, it's just taking the time, right? So, you check to see if you want to hear something going on. One chevron down, and yeah, here it comes. 2 left. Or you're just going to...
Can you retry knowledge checks?
Sure. You'd like to... Well, pick an angle. Like, I just went, you know, going on about bears for the bear debate. If your brain starts going, right, bear survival tactics. How do I survive a bear attack? Yeah. You know, that kind of thing, right?
I studied a lot about things in Nature's Wonder there. Surely it must be something I read about bears.
Sure.
Surely. So yeah, make a knowledge nature check.
Flashback to when he first joins the Five Mountains Monastery, or whatever structure stands, and there's the different disciplines. And there's, you know, the one monk wearing the bear skin. And Miros is remembering his moves and how to fight the guy in the bear skin. There you go.
There we go. It was a good fight. He kicked me in the head a lot.
I knew.
Like, I mean, a lot. I was on the ground.
Tell him what you
and
rolled.
And he kicked. Oh, I rolled a 1.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
And what I remember is he kicked me in the head a bunch of times.
That explains a lot right now.
I'm sorry. Whenever Ryan asks for a knowledge check with his character, it's like, first time he's good. After that, it's just all...
I just get flashbacks. No.
So that's 2. Anything else?
I want to move up to the door.
Okay.
Embrace it.
Okay, there you go. Theoan, son of Dolan Crosshammers, going it alone.
Well, my goal was to close the door to the south. I've...
Well, you've exited the door to the south. Oh, you mean lapping 15, around and...
20, 25. I get to there, and with that door open, I'm like, nope. And turn around.
Okay.
I'm noping right out of there.
All right.
That's me.
Okay.
I was going to try to cut it off and close the door to the south in that room and trap it in there just like it was trapped before. Okay. But that's not going to happen now, obviously.
It's free. You know, I'm going to take it off the board as long as there isn't eyes on. Okay. But you guys do hear the, you know, you guys can hear the snarls echoing down and around the open door, especially Theoin. You know, you can hear all the growling and the flailing and everything. You can hear it thrashing about in the room, you know, like flipping furniture and stuff, like the thing's just gone nuts.
It's going to sleep good tonight.
It's going to eat good tonight. You guys have left a whole bunch of fresh dinner lying around.
I tried to feed it.
Out first, food second. But anyway.
Well, it's good that we took time to search the bodies before we left them there.
Speaking of searching the bodies, in your dreams there, Al, you're half conscious. You ever get those nights when you kind of fall asleep and then 20 minutes later you're wide awake because, you know, your cousins have disturbed the dungeon. But in this particular case...
Assholes.
In this particular case, you're thinking about the bodies.
Okay.
Right? And they've all had...
Frog legs in particular?
No. Personal items. I mean, humans like to wear necklaces. They have like a little pendant. They have their ID going, I'm with this faction, right? Dwarves like rings. They like emblems on the pummels of their daggers, the clan dagger, right? They etch something on the side of a hammer, or they have something on their shield, or big tabards, right? Humans and dwarves also like big tapestries and stuff, right? Primal creatures from the expanse, the Mighty Expanse, would likely just carry a symbol like in their pocket, you know, just wrapped up feathers or, you know what I mean, like on their person. And it could be hanging on their belt, it could be tucked on the haft of the weapon, could be behind their ear, could be anywhere. Then you have what they etched it on, bone, wood, right? Then you have different artists. See, the thing about human culture and dwarven culture is they have a smith, they have artisans, and then they mint out coins, or they mint out something, and it might be different artists, but, you know, there is a certain symmetry, there is a certain sort of standard to artwork.
What are you getting at here, Jeff?
Chicken scratching that didn't make sense before. A claw-type scratch, talons curved over, and the idea that it is smoking.
In my dream.
No, on them.
Oh.
You've seen it again, but it's like, give a room full of little kids crayons and go, we're all going to draw horses. And guess what you get? A whole bunch, but at least it's all on paper and crayon, right? Go take them to a garbage heap and just dump things and go, scratch horses into the stuff with other stuff. Then what do you get? Not really legible at all. And this is what your brain is finally piecing together, is everybody has had some kind of scratched emblem, woodstone or whatever. Do you have religion?
Okay. No.
Niles?
But this is second edition, so I rolled a 19 plus 1 for 20.
Oh, very nice. Now, I believe a DC for untrained, though, has to be something simple. You can roll 20, but you're only going to make knowledge checks of up to, like, 10, right?
Is that how it works?
I
thought it was just you didn't get pluses.
Then how would an untrained person that wasn't trained in anything or anything mithril go, I know everything about mithril weapons because I rolled a 20 and never been to the mountain, never seen a forge, but you know what? I can tell you, they fold their steel.
I heard that one guy in that one place talking about this exact subject.
They're tribal. Ooh.
Okay.
Big god in sky. Ooh, big bow down. Ooh, big dragon. Big nasty dragon of destruction. This is some kind of cult. Some kind of smoking dragon claw cult.
Oh! Da-ba-da-ba-ba, cue my dwarven heritage.
Niles.
Other neurons firing in my sleep state. Sorry.
Yeah, so Niles, you look over the dwarfs rolling around having a Jimmy Neutron brain burst. Or dwarven seizure, from your perspective. What are you doing? Still sleeping, Niles? Or?
No, I was just reading.
He's actually just sitting there.
For our recall.
For his book, so. Yeah.
Yes, I was reading through the books and the rules for what Matt just rolled.
Okay.
Yes, because we have to remember that we have our skills that you can do anything for untrained. And then with trained action, that's when it becomes apparent that we need to be trained in more stuff. So like for religion, trained is deciphered writing, which he was trying to do. That is a trained skill. So technically you can't do it. At least you can recall knowledge, which then you can give him the base DM thing. So if you do roll a natural 20, then you still get something.
But I wasn't trying to decipher the text. I was just recognizing the symbol as a...
Deciphering writing, that's the whole...
To recover, to answer your question, What am I getting at, Jeff? First, I was buying Joe time. second, I was using vague imagery. I didn't tell you what cult. I didn't tell you what they worship specifically. I was just like, this symbolism, you know, smells, you know, this seems like a cult with your untrained mind. Oh, hey, they're all got the same symbol on them in some sort of crappy, I did it myself, which means I'm committed to the cult type. You know what I mean? Like, these are aspects or, you know, things that point towards a cult, not the actual cult itself, their tenets, you know, what they eat on Tuesday. So I won't retract that as meta, but Joe has a good point. You, without being untrained, there's, you know, the researcher, proper training, that's probably as far as you're ever going to get, no matter how many symbols you see. Fair enough?
Cool. Yep.
Okay. Miros, back to bracing the door. You fell asleep on the door already. What?
No. No.
What?
No.
What?
No. I brace it.
Okay.
I just go tense.
All right. Theoin.
All right. Well, I think the best idea I've had all day is to shout out down the hallway, "Hey, Baron, this way!" And then run down the hall. 5, 10, 20. 5, 10, 15, and 20. Back in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I'm out of actions, I can't close the door, but I am going to patiently wait there and listen. Hand on the door so no one can close it without me saying so.
You only moved twice. You should still have another action.
Well, now I want to like spend the rest of my time listening.
Oh.
To see if it took my bait and it is going to run to the main hall and then hopefully piss off down one of the other hallways or stumble out of the dungeon.
Become a wandering monster.
We leave the dungeon to this mass slaughter of the goblins. Just like, oh, that's messy.
They did want it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have to find new servants.
Fuck.
And I turn and look to me brothers in the room. The fucking door's open down there. I couldn't close it.
Okay.
Wake him up. We may have to run quick. I can't be dragging that sofa with him laying on it.
Wouldn't be the first time.
59. You can hear him. And you can hear him through both doors. And you also hear some sort of like, it goes past the door, right? And then sort of like comes back like it's dragging something. And you kind of hear the sort of end thrashing of somebody that, you know, possibly reawakened to horror and fear and one last cry for help before jaws and claws clamp down.
Oh, that's dark.
And you hear some bone crunching and munching just on the other side of a mere 10 feet
away. The Wilhelm yell through the doors.
Oh, not even. Not even. Well, it's just a muffled... Not even.
So much for battlefield mercy.
Oh. Ow.
Ow, get your ass up.
Niles sitting there reading.
Do not disturb.
Okay. That'd be good if you have like a cantrip that just hung like a glowing symbol that just said, you know, big hand, do not disturb the cleric. Yeah.
Just reading my holy text. Piss off.
Yeah. Yeah. The prophet Bowman said, let there be hell doors and blah, blah. All right. TikTok, round 5, Murals.
Okay. To keep the Owen from mentioning anything, I want to walk over to where Albrecht is having a little snuzz. And I know the easiest way to wake him without him making a sound.
Don't do it.
I'm going to do it.
Don't do it.
I'm going to do it. You know what I'm going to do. I pull up my flask. I uncork it. And then I jam it in his mouth. At the same time, kind of shake his head. Kind of like,
how many actions are you spending?
Move.
You got to open.
Force feed.
You
got to shake.
You got to open a door.
Open a door?
Yeah.
How am I opening? No, I am not opening a door.
Bracing.
No, that is the opposite. Can I close the door more? Can I close the door twice?
Oh, you're force feeding Al.
Yes!
I thought you were like force feeding the bear.
What? No. The?
Oh. What?
Sorry.
How did you?
I know we're playing a fantasy game, but dude, it's a freaking bear.
The he fuck did you go with friends? That there for?
I don't.
No.
I was skimming, you know, +4 bonus offer food. Sorry. I.
No.
So before the flask even hits my mouth, I'm already suckling. Just off a scent.
That's what I do. And then just kind of grab his hair, not gently. Give his head a shake.
Oh, yes. Oh, breakfast. Right.
And that's when the bottle goes in.
Did I get my rest? What's going on, lad? What's going on, lad?
It's a big ass.
A big ass fucking bear. What goddamn underground, lad?
Bottle goes jammed in more.
Intelligence check, boys?
Yeah, sure. Intelligence checks.
Mm-hmm. All around.
I threw all my points into intelligence.
Natural one.
Ooh, a 17.
Still suckling at the teat.
The Bumble Brashers begged you guys, please, please, if you go down there, you know, save our mascot, our pet bear, Big Bumble, they called him.
Yeah.
You know, they also showed you how some of them lost their hands trying to feed this bear and keep this bear and stuff.
In all fairness, I tried to feed the bear, and it scared the shite out of me.
You sound, I wouldn't say it's like eating sounds coming through those doors, but, you know, he's doing something that's...
One could construe that as feeding.
Let's say...
Who knows? Maybe bears have a natural attraction to rainbow butt monkeys.
It's a delicacy, I've heard.
The ever-alluring rainbow butt.
It's like, you know how sushi is a nice food?
Oh, man.
So, you're over here playing with Al.
Yeah, I spent my entire turn waking him up as quietly as possible.
Okay, Theon.
So I hear the bear chewing on something.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Bob, alas, we knew him so briefly. We're stuck in this room now. The door to the south and the bear room is open. What do you suggest? Which one use real sneaky type? Run down there and close that door real quick, eh?
Yeah, you know, I could be sneaky from time to time. What the fuck am I going out there where a bear could see me?
Well, we're going to have to leave sooner or later.
How about later? Don't you have a tankard on you?
Well, we're going to run out at some point.
Aye, and that's when we leave.
You're hopeless. We're
doomed. Smell fresh air and leave and wander off on his own.
While you guys are in theory mode, I'm actually going to detach this combat. I'm going to end it, right? You guys are free to do as you will. You guys are separate rooms. It didn't make a beeline straight for you. It's out there doing something. And the tense seconds just turn into tense moments. And the tense moments bleed into, you know, tense minutes.
Could I retry some of those knowledge of nature checks then?
Sure.
Oh, very good.
Can I fucking go back to sleep then?
What the fuck you want to become a bear food?
Wake me if he starts scratching at the door or something, lad. I'm tired.
Knowledge 24?
Need to commune with my new wee work puppy.
You know your pup ain't right.
I know, that's what I love about him.
Well, right, you are odd.
Well, if that's the way we're going to do, I pushed the door closed since I didn't do anything my round. It's time to crash on the couch.
Just stay quiet. There's plenty of food out there. He's not going to try to wick his way through a door. Sleep.
Oi, just know if you feel a swift kick, get up and start wiggling your fingers like you've never waggled them before.
I'll do what I can.
Hey, okay.
And I go back into rest mode.
Okay. I'll say that was a very... And most of it happened, like the rounds at Kaba happened up in the first, like, you know, minute. But just to be sure, there is that proverbial, you know, 10, 5, becomes 10, becomes more relaxed. And, you know, so say a good 20 minutes or so later, you go back into rest mode. And you guys are doing what now?
Contemplating what I know about bears.
Okay.
And posting on the door.
So with a 24, you had the right moves. You know, feed it would give any natural creature, it would give you like a +4 for you to command or, you know, try and make an impression on an animal.
And what skill would you be using to command an animal?
The same you have been, but you didn't give the animal a command. You just like threw food in and shut the door. And it does have sort of a crazed, you know, starved and get the hell out of the dodge kind of agenda. Now this is like with a regular, you know, bear. You do know that you said something about sleeping tonight. Let it tire itself out. This is sound logic. Yeah. Let it be fed. That's sound logic. And approach it later.
It's got a little,
it might have calmed down or, you know.
A lot of pent up bear juice.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe have a go. And then there's a then that's just to like what? To free it? You know, it's unlikely you can just turn this thing into a pet with one pet of the head kind of thing in a decent role. It's not a puppy that's just like, oh, are you my dad? No. But as far as doing the by the rules command animal or making some kind of impression, you know, giving it food. And it's also what it considers food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, them woggy froggies would make a nice snack, I can tell you that for sure. Kind of regret leaving that one back there. Be good dinner.
Well, Miros, you saw a whole bunch of bodies that were ripped up and partially consumed, but not fully consumed.
Yeah.
And this thing acted like it was still starved. So maybe it tried to eat some of the people and just didn't like it, you know, or ate till it's full. And then it's just like, I'm not eating that guy again and, you know, something else.
Well, if it didn't like them, it's certainly not going to like us. Unless it likes booze, then it'll love us.
We'd be in a big, heap.
And you have a drunken, hungry bear. Just from the vapors coming off your blood. Anyway, gentlemen, what's our next move?
Sleep.
Hey.
Okay.
Hunker down, stay quiet. Maybe it'll leave.
Well, I'm certainly going to take it, since you're not, you know, unless you can hear its whereabouts or whatever, it does, you know, eventually quiet down. Maybe it wandered off through an open door. Maybe it's just going, you know, room to room, body to body, who knows. But it does quiet down in the immediate area.
Do I know what they like to eat?
Sure. We're omnivores. We eat berries and all kinds of yummy veggies, but we do eat meat.
Fair.
But they would like the same kind of meat that you'd like, small game and berries and stuff, you know. Not even a tiger really likes to eat man until it gets a taste for it, but not every kind of crazy creature would, you know. Anyway, but the look at its eyes, confusion, pain, mad hunger. You saw that in Bear Master.
Yeah, the kicks.
When
he
tried to bite your ear off and yeah, that kind of thing. And all the kicking in the head, yeah. So, shall we say time passes if you guys are happy to be barricaded in? You know, Miros is going through all of his...
have their tea and a pee.
Yep. And Miros is going through all his bear nursery rhymes.
Yeah. One kick, two kick, three kick, four. Ouch, my head hurts much more.
See, the bear don't run up trees. They can climb because they eat bees. Or is it honey?
Faster than bees.
Yeah, no kidding. On and on it goes. Luckily, the three of you find this a lovely lullaby as he, you know, Miros has an epic voice. Actually, technically, if you're not trained in singing, I'm assuming this is like straight charisma roles if you wanted to attempt to sing.
Well, the singing was your idea.
Yeah. Was the last time with your half-orc on the river, so just...
Yeah, and he turned out to be a bard.
So anyway, guys, 8 hours go by, reload, rejuice, you know. As you may have theorized, there's plenty of open space and bodies to keep Mr. Bear busy before he even needs to think about tracking and come scratching at your door.
Mm-hmm. So and plenty of other open doors.
Yep, so far. Now, did you guys leave the secret door open?
Secret door?
The way in?
Oh, yeah.
So I
didn't close it.
I could wander outside and reunite with my clan. I can hear the tiny little green screams now.
Smell fresh air?
Happy delight. It's Big Pressure! Yay!
They run towards it,
and, you know, shortly after, it's Big Bumble, run away! Kind of thing going on. Echoes of... Anyway, did we or did we not leave the door open?
It's totally open. It's totally 100% open.
Okay.
I can say, I did not close it. I don't believe Theoan closed it.
All right.
And I don't believe Albert closed it. And I don't think Niles closed
it. I was last one in, and it definitely was closed.
All right. So, yep. Lots of wandering around. Lots of eating. Lots of sniffing. And, you know, maybe in its state, it found its way out. Maybe you're just going to open that door and see a lot of bear just looking at you. In the silence and the dark. Who knows? Anyway, 8 hours. Reload, boys. Spells up.
All right. So this is me plan. Let's put a couch right behind the door with about yay much room. Yeah?
Yeah.
So you open the door, hits the couch. I stand with me axe on one side. Chop a nose if it comes in. If it's there, push the couch. Closes the door. Not get too close.
Well, if I've got a vote in this matter, I'm just going to point out there's other doors off this room we can open. Let's not even worry about that till we need to worry about that, lads. Don't poke the bear.
Oh, no, I want out of this room. And the basic way that I'm thinking that we're all going to go is to the south, right? We know that fucker may be to the west. So let's head south and maybe have a look around there. I'm tired of being stuck in this room.
Oh, yeah, but they had to have their little wee nap. That's why we're stuck. Not stuck, but that's why we're...
Stuck-ish.
In this room.
We're stuck-ish.
Like, but if you want to maybe take the bear, it's supposed to be somewhat tame, is it not?
No, not at all.
The goblins said they had it tamed.
Did you see how many goblins were missing hands and arms?
Yeah, at least half of them.
That's right. I don't want to be in that group.
Well, I'm just hoping that it's actually going to sniff the fresh air there and be gone. That's my inkling. Like, now, they had a little pent-up rage that was stuck in the little room. Think about it, Theon. You've been stuck here for 8 hours. You're not liking it too much.
No, I'm getting rather pissy, to be honest with you.
I think the bear was pissier than you were by times five. I think that means a lot.
Let's give that door to the south a crack open and see what's what.
Wait, let's do that.
All right.
I'm just saying though, Theon. Maybe perhaps before you go swinging, let me try a little thing that one of the masters I worked with told me. If that don't work, you swing away and I'll give it a beating. He'll never know again.
All right. I'm fine with that.
Aye.
So where are we going? South. Safe. South door. So back out the way you came in. Well, not the way you came specifically to this room, but you're not going to explore the other two doors?
We could deal with the bear here first before we go start popping open over new doors.
Okay.
Not sound reasoning. Can't argue with that much. At least we'll see what it's done anyway.
Oi.
Oh, you're a brave one.
Hey, of course I'm a brave one. What, you saying you're not?
No, I'm saying there's a fine line between brave and stupid.
And?
I'm just seeing which side of that line you're on. Keep going.
You know which one I'm on.
Niles is already out the door, guys. The cleric, our human cleric's like, yep. Well, you guys are discussing being brave. He's already out the door.
I cannot see you, but I can hear you.
Oh, shit.
Okay,
oh.
I go sneaky mode.
Okay.
You can hear the piccolos. Bum, 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 bum.
You see light up ahead.
I can't be shown up by a cleric.
Yeah,
that's just not right.
Shown by the human blind cleric's cantrip so he can see. Light is spilling from it.
Well, if a bear's going to eat him, I at least want to be able to see that.
Mm.
17 stealth.
Okay. I roll stealth, by the way, just so you remember.
Okay.
But
as long as you can roll higher than that,
then I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Why am I getting moved?
Oh, I just thought you got fed up, Joe, and just ran off.
Oh. My bad.
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, I can't be shown up by a cleric.
Frank's the only one that usually grabs the wrong mini. This is a whole new...
I didn't realize that... Oh, wait, you're wearing a skin-colored shirt. That's why.
Ah, you're bald. He has a flowing black hair.
Mm.
Oh, I'm not going to see a cleric get eaten. Okay, well, that's a little more comforting. I thought for a minute there I was going to be shown up by a human.
So, use my little peepers to look into the room there.
Okay.
What do they peep?
Bodies. Some have been moved. You know, the room has been redisturbed since you were there, but you certainly don't see a great big bear.
Okay. Keep going in, and then I peep around the corner to my left, going to the
other door, the first Muppet room.
Where we met Jim and Henson.
No sign of them.
I'll use my patented bear call.
Hey, bear! What? All right. Can I have a knowledge nature check?
Oh, no, that works every time.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There's no roll needed.
I was going to say, you know.
If it can hear me.
If it speaks dwarven.
Trust me. They'll come.
Nothing comes.
Also works on Bigfoots.
And annoyed cousins.
I've not gone looking for those, though.
Middle night, you see Theon break camp and wander off the woods. Hey, bear. Still looking for the legend of the Bigfoot. All right. No. Now, there's bin sign. You know, you guys see the odd blood mark, splash, drag that wasn't there. Half a body moved around here and there kind of thing. Like, this bear's had a good romp, you know. But maybe, unless it's gone off to explore rooms without you, because that would be a dick move, perhaps it left. You know, perhaps it got whiff of the fresh air outside and went outside. So let's talk about your backup goblins that are with Matt's character, Melba, at this time. You guys talked about playing backup characters, and that
I think I might have to rename her to Dessert.
Well,
Melba Toast.
Here's the thing: you guys thought was very keen to play dwarves, and I said, you know, please don't have your second characters be dwarves. And you're like, well, we'll pick from, you know, what's around. And I thought, ooh, a town full of humans. You guys were like, let's be goblins, you know. So, your backup characters, just a glimmer, you know. And we have Melba, obviously, the witch for Matt. If this goblin was required to, you know, be part of active duty, what would you play? These goblins are already mimicking you guys. Would Frank be interested in playing the goblin monk that worships murals? One of those six? Would Ryan be interested in playing the goblins that aspire to be hell knights, who took to Alec? The goblins singing and dancing that took to Dahlgren? The two sneaky ones who keep camouflaging themselves like bushes that took to the wandering druid? Was there, you know? Just a little foreshadowing.
Oh, I can play a goblin just as well as anyone, I guess.
No, just any idea of, like, you know, if God forbid something should happen to this dwarf and you did pick from the pool of goblins outside, you know.
I haven't even thought of that catastrophic event that leads to the end of Theoden. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
This guy's bulletproof.
Okay. So let's talk about your third characters, because if the bear got out there, complete wipeout. Maybe a half-dead Melba. But, you know. So talking about your third backup character, you guys start thinking about that while we're still on your first dwarves. So back to the rooms at hand.
Okay. Monkeypox.
So is knowledge nature is used to track as well?
You like that?
I'm like, oh shit,
bear stealth. Boo. Just teleports to this other room. The rug, the bear rug slowly draws itself together like that scene in Terminator 2 and comes up behind Nero's. Oh my god.
Little did we know, it was actually a blink bear.
It was a B-1000.
Yeah. The B-1. Oh, we've got to remember that for Starfinder, for the sentient bear rubs NPC, the B-1000. Anyway, sorry.
I don't not like it when you do that.
Sorry.
It makes me nervous.
So, knowledge nature, is it used to track as well?
Yes. That's a good...
Yeah.
I definitely don't like it when you do that.
I'd like to see if maybe I can do a quick little tricky track. See if it's within my realms of do abilities. No. I remember the kicks again. It's like, tracking a bear. No. Boots to face.
Yeah. You flashback your master. Don't follow me. Kicks you in the side of the head.
Yep.
Daze you.
Yep.
Okay.
So I want to hustle up to the room where I originally found Yogi.
Sure.
Whoop.
Theon, are you bear? Hanging out, staying guard, or are you joining for the imminent search?
Oh, God, no. I'm going to stay right here and look for a bear.
Okay.
I told you, that call never fails, so if he's within earshot, he's coming.
Okay. Yep. Sure enough, you know. Roll for initiative, Frank. You called yourself a bear.
I'm just going to roll my handle animal, and I'm going to mount it.
No. I'm just kidding. Guys, casters, 8 hours is up. Quit sleeping in. Get off your lazy butts. What's going on? Caster 1 and Caster 2.
I don't want to get
up. Yeah, Caster 1 and Caster 2 as the party just leaves us.
Yeah.
I get up.
Us and then leaves us.
grab the flask, pour a couple cups, walk over to Niles, give him an elbow, hand him a cup. Breakfast!
This was 10 minutes ago when those two first wandered off, right? You're just giving them delayed time to find something. Get your liquid breakfast. Power shake in, right? Okay.
No stretch. Oh, yeah. Much better. I feel like I could fight a bear.
Really? So. I've just been moving this mini around and having it like appear and disappear for the podcasting audience. They're going, what the hell are they going on about?
The Vorpal Bear.
It's a Vorpal Bear. Blink Bear. But seriously, guys. With Theoan, calling the bear. Sure, give him a call. And you guys, you know, finishing off breakfast, putting Miros in the room. This stately bedroom looks like a horrific crime scene. Sprawled haphazardly everywhere are half-mauled humanoid bodies lying in pools of dried-up blood. Splintered furniture, bed curtains, and rugs torn to complete shreds, and massive piles of dung. Knowledge nature?
Yes.
Any guesses?
We're not recreating the Triceratops scene from the first Jurassic Park.
Oh. Well, not all of us, I hear, have seen Jurassic Park. Good movie, though. So, that's the once over. What do you want to do?
Well, I heard bears. I know bears can hide. So I search.
So you're looking for a bear.
A bear in a closet.
It's like a genie in a bottle.
Yeah, or two in the bush.
Okay. So you're searching specifically, like, the large objects in the room to start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, 24.
All right.
Ha!
Well, the most interesting object you find, like, in the room... Okay, besides the actual bug arts, because there are like several of those bodies.
They're all loose.
Yeah, plus the one you offered up.
And it's unmauled. I'm very disappointed.
Oh, it had a chew, but it's like, no, I know what that tastes like. You find a collection of tattered books strewn amongst the wreckage, but no bear.
Oh, you know, I grabbed the books. Albert would be mighty, mighty pissed if I didn't grab them.
Okay, there's lots of them. This would take some back and forth. You guys just
I make a stack.
Okay. You guys just about finished breakfast, and Miros returns to the room with the first stack of books.
Oh, what have you there, lad? And I start looking at the books, seeing if I can recognize any titles. I'll give you a knowledge check. Intelligence sounds probably the one to do. 11. Anything stand out?
No. Oh, wait a minute.
Poof, bear.
Right, looking over your shoulder, the bear, like, you know. Pokes at one of them. Oh, thanks, man.
It's like a pop-up book. I just open it up, and the bear's like...
just pulls out of the book. What a great place to hide.
Yeah.
The books do appear damaged.
Bear must have nailed his stealth check. I'm just going to say that.
It was a shadow dancer.
And you guys just have like some kind of bear phobia. You just think you see bears around every corner every time. The books themselves look damaged. They look like they're some sort of historical information about the Order of the Nail.
Oh.
It looks like you guys...
That sounds like a keeper.
You guys would need to spend an hour or so reading, though, to learn anything. This is not something like
a... Well, while you're having your brekkie.
No, we're long done that. No breaky? Need, no need. We, trust me, I have a feeling we're going to be spending some time here. And you know, we'll have to be taking some cups while being in remembrance of our fallen comrade. Save this for some reminiscing about the wee aspiring hill knight we briefly had a moment of making acquaintance with.
Poor Alec.
Alec, poor, now, poor Alec was searching for something, whether it was information, an item, you know, hair gel, who knows? Something. Who knows? He was kind of guarded about that. He was a pretty open guy about the tenants and the order and you guys even being here as leftover invaders and stuff. But
he, but to be fair, he had his hair combed over when I.
That's it made me.
He knew it only be. He burned the candle on both ends, as they say.
Made him look them. So, do you guys want to take the time to start, you know, hunkering down, have a read before moving on? Or is it something like, oh, into treasure and we'll worry about it later? Next town visit, light reading. Or you just gained a whole bunch of toilet paper.
Now let's just give it a read through.
The most valuable commodity in the universe.
How much gold is that worth?
I'm telling you.
You guys,
you know what? Let's leave Muros and Theon to do a bit of searching and whatnot. I'll toss a couple books over to my fellow knowledged one and say, hey, have a look at this, see if anything stands out. We'll take an hour to do a cursory read.
All right.
Do we find out anything of interest?
Actually, as much as I'd like you guys to burn these and learn, you do.
No?
You guys spend more than an hour reading. You learn the Order of the Nail's history outlined about why they came here. Their reason for setting up shop, as it were. A lot of stuff that Dahlgren covered, right? But some, in a lot more detail. Dahlgren had the, you know, the story version of Hell Knight.
Yeah, the cliff notes.
Yeah, why they set up here, who founded it, how many years they ran, the fact that they were done about 11 years ago, you know, type of thing. However, their talk about two members, and their names stand out because they both have the last name Stagram. One male.
Ooh.
And one female. Apparently to these books and their deeds or whatever, amongst a whole bunch of other famous people that they bothered writing down about, seem, from what you can gather, that both Stagrams were accomplished Nail forebearers. They were Ooh. Prominent and noteworthy members of the Order.
Well, I'll take those documents and definitely took them away into safekeeping so that they can be distributed to whomever comes to pick up poor old Alec's body. Or maybe someone will resurrect him in town. You never know. Stranger things could happen.
Strange things going on here. The longer you guys spend here, there has been, despite the Bogarts being on edge, despite the mad bear, the longer you stay here, the longer you guys feel attuned to the stones, and the stones are restless. The type of restless that comes from the dead being bound. And restless. And we will see you next time here on the Elven Portal Podcast, the Age of Ashes live stream. Thank you to Dicewise Entertainment. Say goodnight, Niles.
Good night, everyone.